We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The level of connection you feel in your home dramatically influences your experiences there. Get the tools to control that connection in your communities with the first multifamily platform that unifies management and resident experiences to create smart apartments. Talk to a RealPage consultant today to see how your properties can meet the future of multifamily with the Smart Building Suite.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. How you doing, bud?
Good. And it's been an interesting week so far, and it's going to be getting better.
Yes. Well, and we've got to make Mark happy and talk about the weather. So how was the hurricane?
It was a non-event. So I'm in Newark, Jersey. I was all planning, you know, I drove here from Ohio in my four-wheel drive, assuming that I would be able to get out if there was a hurricane, not stuck here because the airports are closed. And it's a nice sunny day in the mid-60s. So it wasn't a waste. I enjoyed driving my Jeep, but no hurricane to drive through this time.
That's good. But it did park down somewhere south. It didn't get quite a bit of rain and lots of problems.
Oh yeah, there's I think South Carolina or something like that got like 20 inches in some places, 24 inches.
Ugh.
Oh yeah, it's bad. There's been a number of deaths and everything.
Oh god. Well, I'm glad that you're safe and all went well, and you're able to do the show. Yeah.
Yeah, I brought all my recording equipment to New Jersey. This is my first remote broadcast for me since I think I did one in a truck stop in our first or second year. I was driving, did one in a truck stop, but.
Must have been one of our better ones, too.
Yeah, it must have been.
Well, you got to bump Scott. So you're pretty happy about that?
Yeah, that was my goal. My goal this week was to bump Scott, make sure he didn't get to supplant me.
And he was already in just like at 105, or just after we started, just before we started recording, I said, "You're bumped." So happy. He's like, "Oh, good for me. I'm going to go to eat my lunch now." So he was happy. Well, another day in Victoria. So the listeners out there, I live in Victoria, BC, Canada, and I had to check this to see if it was really true, but we have the Parliament buildings here. So our legislature, our government, the main buildings, downtown Victoria, and just behind it, a cougar, in other words, a mountain lion, I don't think you guys call them cougars in the States, but anyway.
Yeah, we call something completely different cougars in the States.
Yeah, we do that. Which led to lots of jokes when we watched this.
Yes.
Anyway. a cougar was tranquilized near the legislature. So it actually at one point jumped
over. I didn't know Bill Cosby was in Canada. Sorry.
Anyway, at one point, this is where it just becomes like movie-esque. This cougar actually jumped over the animal officials and media reporters, ran through the media reporters to get away. Like, that must have been interesting. I'm going to watch the news today. That's going to be pretty fun to watch. Anyway, just weird. It's we're getting lots and lots of that stuff now. Like, cougars, tons of issues with cougars in the area. So,
do you guys hunt them up there, or is it illegal?
Illegal. Yeah,
that'll probably change if they get too bad. Yeah. That's what they do with deer up here. Is when they get too many, they say, "Hey, anybody want to kill some?" And then a bunch of people jump out of the woodwork trying to kill them.
Well, in northern BC, one jumped in the backyard and actually got a kid.
Oh, wow!
Around the poor head of the poor kid, and luckily the kid survived because the parent had just turned his back and he came back and scared the hell out of the thing. So,
yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, horrifying. Well, let's get to some real news here. Sorry, everyone. So Google has removed some of the content on its URL tool. So when you're doing remove URLs, if you want to remove a URL from Google's index, you used to go to use this tool within Google Search Console or Google Webmaster Tools. And
thank you.
Yep. And they've changed it to say that it's now temporary. Now, why is this? Okay, so for anyone out there, whoever uses this tool, if you remove a URL, it will work. It'll be removed, but only temporarily, unless you have actually gone and blocked that URL from being indexed again. And how would you do that, John?
Well, there's a number of ways. I mean, if your page returns a 404 error, for example, that's going to get removed permanently. If you have it blocked in robots.txt or with a no index, no follow in the header of the page, then it will be blocked permanently. But if you don't go and do that stuff on your website, or if that page is not actually gone, it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It always has. It's just that most people didn't realize that. And that's why they're making this change, to let people know, hey, you know, unless you do something on your site to make this page not be indexed, it's coming back, even if you remove it.
Yeah. And that's hugely important. It would be pretty embarrassing if it was something that you managed to catch before it got live and then, uh-oh.
Yeah, and it's always been our policy. You know, you don't do a URL removal until you've blocked it on the site. And I think a while ago, it used to be that the tool wouldn't even work unless you had it blocked, which is interesting because I don't know when it changed to you could actually remove something if it wasn't blocked. Because I always used to think you had to have that robots.txt or that no index in place before it even lets you remove it.
You know, that's a good point. Why did they remove that? It doesn't make any sense. There must be a use case, but I can't see what.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be.
Huh. That's a good question to post to Gary Iles.
Yeah. I think he's getting a bunch of other questions coming at him recently, especially after his stuff about authorship.
It's pretty funny, actually. I he's the only person I follow on Twitter because I couldn't handle anyone else because the amount of stuff that comes from him. But it's interesting.
You don't even follow me?
I'm sorry, no.
That's okay.
Do you even use it?
I do. I'm a lurker. I use it to read more than anything. I read stuff. I don't post hardly at all.
If I do, it's rare, but I try and post something of interest once in a while, but only if it's easy. I use Buffer app, so it makes it really easy just to post a whole bunch of stuff if I see something worthwhile. Seems to work out well enough for listeners and users. They find it interesting and favorite it and stuff. So,
well, something interesting about the URL removal tool is, and I don't think people use it the right way most of the time. The primary way I use that tool is if I have a client or I find an instance of duplicate content on a website, right? I will go in and make sure that technically that content is no longer duplicate. I'll either block it from robots.txt or get it removed from the site or fix a technical issue so it's not being created. But when you do that, you say, okay, cool, we don't have any duplicate content anymore. But if those duplicate pages had already been indexed, they're not going to go away just because you've got rid of them on your site from the index, right? So a lot of times when Google will come back to a site and they'll see a page is gone, or they'll actually they won't see a page is gone unless there's a dead link to it or if it's an external link to it. So it's much better for you, okay, you've got rid of your duplicate content, then that's not the final step. The final step is to go into Webmaster Tools, make sure that those duplicate URLs that you just removed from your site, whichever methodology you got rid of them, you go in and manually ask for them to be removed from the index. It's a much cleaner process. It makes it happen much faster, and it helps you fix that issue that that duplicate content was causing much faster. Because if you don't get them out, if you don't get both versions out of the index, you still have a problem.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, I mean, does it work? I mean, I get, the other thing you got to think about is with websites where there's duplicate content, it's usually not just one page. It could be something that was systematic based on a massive e-commerce, or could be hundreds of pages, and you can't really do that manually because they don't give you the option to upload bulk, do they?
They don't let you do upload bulk, but if you're lucky, like you can remove at the directory level, at the you can actually do it at different levels. You don't have to just put every single URL. If all the pages in this directory are an issue, and you can remove that directory in one scoop, right? Mm-hmm. But you can't remove some of the pages in that directory without doing each one individually.
And so you you can't use regex in there anyway, right?
No, not that I know of.
Yeah. Well, pretty cool. I think it's good that they update stuff like this. It saves a lot of confusion.
Yeah. And something I haven't tried, but I've always wondered if I ever have, I don't want to try it on a client site because I don't know what'll happen. But if I do have this kind of issue and there's a list of, 60 URLs that I need to get rid of from the index, but they're not really consistent and they're just going to be just a mess to try to do them one at a time. I thought about what would happen if I add those into a separate sitemap file and got it crawled, and knowing they're all going to then return 404s or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and have that get them removed from the index quicker. But I haven't tried it yet. It could work. Feasibly, it sounds like it should work, but who the heck
knows? It's similar to the old tactic of submitting the old sitemap when you do a transition of a site. So that the index will see so Google will find the 301 redirects faster. So yeah, it makes sense.
Yep.
Anyway, I hope that's not above any one of our listeners. I know it's a bit on the outside of 101, but it's interesting stuff. Now this made me laugh and swear and a whole bunch of stuff. Google says don't delete rel equals author. Now, John, for all the listeners out there, this has been a while. What is rel equals author?
So if you remember last year sometime, this big thing called authorship that everybody was all hot on, and Google said, nah, we're not going to use that anymore. Well, the rel equals author was how you implemented authorship. If you had WordPress, the Yoast SEO plugin did it really simply. Otherwise, you had to just go and put some code in the header, and you had to go to your Google Plus account and put your website in and connect the two. It was kind of complicated. But it was some work. But once you got it done, you had this great opportunity to see your picture, your profile picture next to your content and search and everything. And everybody's all excited. It was really great for about a year. And then Google said, nah, we're not doing this anymore. And everybody all mad because they went through all this work. But now some people took it off. I know Yoast took it out of his plugin. I had a conversation with him on Facebook about it the other day once this came out. But and now they're back to saying, well, you probably shouldn't delete that just now because we still might use it.
Can you say mind F? Mind.
Yeah.
There, yes. But, gee, my God. Yes. I mean, they never did say to remove it, though.
I never did take it out. And I think I even said on the show a couple times, I think they may still be using it behind the scenes and just were tired of people trying to manipulate it already, because people were, how us SEOs are. People were trying to manipulate the heck out of that. So they kind of stepped back from it publicly. I always kind of thought they were still going to use it in the back end because it is an awesome, awesome I don't know what to call it. I wouldn't call it a algorithm piece, but I like the concept behind what they're trying to do with authorship. I think it's really smart. Just that implementation of it was a bust. So I think if they're going to come back out with it again, they're going to have to change it, A, because Google Plus is no longer Google Plus, and they're going to have to figure out another way to connect you to the author thing. So, but I'm kind of glad they're coming back and saying this, but at the same time, it's like, come on.
Yeah, that and the Google Plus thing. I mean, everything has gone to hell. I mean, it just annoys me. It's one thing to have it happen to us. That's whatever. You know what? We can adapt. It's annoying, and I'll still swear. But when I have to explain it to clients, and I'm always trying to show them how to use a program, and I go back in and find the damn program's changed or the damn Like Google Plus Local just changed its whole outline layout again. For Google Plus My Business, I mean.
So what's the difference between Google doing that and, say, Microsoft or Apple doing that when they update their software, right? It's the same thing. That software updates happen, and we have to adjust to them.
Well, no, these aren't just updates that improve things simply. These are full changes of everything and removing tools completely that you get to rely on. And that's what is really annoying.
Windows used to have this great thing where it would index your entire computer desktop search. Remember that? You used to complain about that going away.
Google did.
Well, Windows had it too, didn't they?
No, not that. No. Right, only fine. Now they've had a decent one. No, yeah, Google had Google desktop search. Okay. Yeah, again, okay. It was Google, damn it!
Bad example, then. Bad example.
Perfect example, damn it. I missed that. I've even got a copy of it somewhere here so I can install it again once in a while.
Jeez.
It was great. Still, nothing can touch it. It is like, I just don't get it. Anyway, you know, they just don't love us.
They love themselves and what they can do with themselves.
So, you know, we should have a little soundtrack for rant time. You know, just like.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was. Someone asked me. I had a presentation this morning. This event I'm at in Newark, and someone asked me this morning. You know. What about that whole responsive design mobile update thing and what's coming up in the future? And I was like, well, there was a big haboob about the mobile update. Everyone was all excited. April 21st, it came out. And then we were like, yeah. And then a month later, we're like, did anything happen yet? And it's like, and then the same thing's happening with HTTPS. They're like, yeah, it's a signal now. It's going to be a bigger signal later. And my personal opinion is, and I don't completely disagree with this, though I think you would, Ross, that Google is using their influence on webmasters to, in their minds, not necessarily definitely, but in their minds, build a better internet. So if everybody knows you need to make your site mobile, everybody does, but businesses were not doing it. They were not taking the time and the money to invest in it because they didn't see immediate impact. It's like, should I put this money in my advertising to fix my website, or should I put it in, you know, this new television ad or whatever it is, this new billboard or whatever they're advertising, right? And most of the time, well, my website's working fine right now. There's no need to mess with that. This is going to be expensive and long process. Google used their influence to make people make the web better by saying, we're going to make this a signal and you've got to do it or you're not going to rank well or whatever, right?
I wouldn't agree that Google manipulates us. Give me a break.
That's what they're doing.
That's all they do.
That's why the mobile update happened. That's why all this conversation around HTTPS and secure search is happening. I'm sure that when the authorship thing that fits right into that wheelhouse of, we want to be able to have people who publish online need to be accountable for what they publish, and this is how they're going to do it.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some Heineken.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Google has its own Heineken label.
Do they have their own microbrew, or is it actual Heineken?
Heineken, far as I can tell. I mean, they wouldn't be allowed to use the name. But anyway.
Do they have their own Heineken?
They must really like it, and they must get so much that Heineken's like, we'll make your own label. Why not? I mean, seriously.
Was it for like a party or something? Is it just like, can you go buy it? Uh-huh. If I wanted to buy Google Heineken, can I? Or is it just like Google?
For listeners, if you go to Mount. It's a white, fully covering the whole bottle label with very little on it, except for Heineken in the Google colors, the name Heineken. And, obviously a little ingredient label. That's it.
So here's the important question. Is Heineken spelled in the Heineken font or the new Google font?
I think that's the old Google font, actually.
Oh, that's just bad.
Yeah, well, label orders take a little time to change.
I guess,
man. Just have some stock on hand. You never know.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, kind of thinking of the changes at Google stuff, and we didn't even put this in our notes today, but we're recording the show on Monday the 5th, which is the very first day Google is officially owned by Alphabet. Last Friday, at the end of close of business, all the stocks transferred, and as of today, Google is owned by Alphabet, so they're going to have to change the label again on the Heineken bottles.
Actually, at the chat, I was actually warned I have to change some stock, and I never got around to doing it. Oops. Anyway.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not exactly a big mover and shaker. But it hasn't been a bad thing to own a little stock in Google, despite their annoyance. Yep. Not bad at all. So Google, love this again. Why is this always Google? Well, because there's no other game in town. Scrapers only outrank sites that have other search quality issues. Now, as far as no-brainers go, from an SEO's perspective, this is up there. Okay, so a scraper, what is it? Essentially, websites that are created by black hats occasionally are created using content from other sites, and it's scraped using a automated system in many cases. And what was happened, like how long ago was that? Like five, 6 years ago when they really worked well? And you saw a ton of it out there. These scrapers would have great content because they'd taken it from really good sites. And sometimes they'd outrank those good sites. And of course that caused an uproar, and Google made it some algorithmic changes, and it's part of Penguin, it's part of Panda. I mean, all the stuff they put out there was to beat this kind of garbage. Well, it happens still. And what Google wanted to state was that, I think, was it Mueller that said this, or Iles? I can't remember, but that
one of those guys.
Yeah, one of them. If you're having a problem with a scraper outranking you, you've got some serious search quality issues. And fair enough,
Yeah.
Google is pretty good at picking that stuff out now.
Yeah, but it's a good signal if you're selling SEO services, and one of the things you go to and you're doing research before you go to a potential client, and you see that, copies.
The holidays are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious king crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
If their content are outranking their own sites, that's a good indicator that they need some work done soon and quick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember doing searches from some of the content on StepForce site and finding a ton of Asian sites. I could tell when I did my research they're hosted in Asia, were copies of ours. But thankfully, they never ranked. So, phew. Yeah. Especially now. I got to get.
And most of the time, that's the way it is, too, in these scraper sites. Most of the time, they're not going to just scrape a handful of pages of your site. They'll copy your entire site and just republish it somewhere. And it's automated, so when you add new content, it automatically adds new content. It's scary what these guys do sometimes.
Yeah, and that was why I always got a kick out of the old tactic of it's a plugin you can get for WordPress. Actually, now it might even be built into it now, but where you could add content copyright of and give a link to your page within your RSS feed. So that when anyone copied your RSS feed, there'd be a link back to your site because they don't have time to go and edit it. And all of a sudden they're posting links to your site, which isn't good nowadays, but.
I remember there was a time when and I don't think it matters as much anymore, but there was a time when there was a big push to not use those shortened URL links in your internal navigation. I'll use a full link in your internal navigation because of scrapers. So there's a couple different ways to build links in HTML. One, you put the whole domain name and the entire page, or one, you can put like .../, and then just the page, and it knows to go to that page in that directory, right? And if you did that, it would stay on the scraper site. But if you put the full length of the domain, it would actually click over to your domain. So the scraping thing has actually caused a lot of issues and solutions to be hammered out over the years. But like you said, I don't think it's as big a deal as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it still happens. They forced some smart changes on the part of the search engines and some better algorithmic updates. That's great. It's advances that I can get behind. So outsourcing SEO, things to look for. This is something you post. I haven't checked this out. So
yeah, so there was an article in the SEM Post, which is a great site, by the way. If you're not reading it, please, thesempost.com. Good stuff. It's not that old. It's a little over a year old now, I think. Is that right? But it's...
Is it? Yeah, I guess it is now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a little over a year, but it's really good site. A lot of good information. But they had an interesting article for those in the SEO field who are trying to outsource some SEO work. I don't think it's necessarily for a business that's trying to get work done on their site. It's more for, let's say, you're doing SEO and you've got your own little one or two man office, and all of a sudden you get a lot of work and you need to outsource some link building or some content creation. And it's an interesting article about some of the red flags to look for. And those two right off the bat to me are big ones. You know, first you've got to know more about SEO and what you're getting than the people that you're outsourcing to. And you have to really, really be able to understand and know what exactly they're doing. So if they're doing link building, they need to be open to you and say, hey, this is exactly how we're doing it and what we're doing. If they're not, if they don't want to tell you what they're doing, don't use them.
Run.
You're putting your clients at risk. Yeah, you're putting your clients at risk. Same thing with content. Content is much more expensive when it's done well, but it's much more expensive to your clients when it's done wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to make sure that the people that are doing the work for you know what they're doing. If you have very specific quality guidelines that you set up for your own processes and services, make sure that they fall within those guidelines as well, and that you can track and monitor that they do stay within those guidelines. It's actually a pretty big deal because a lot of SEOs do outsource work, and they do say, well, I'm really good at this, but I'm not as good at this. I'm going to find someone else who's really good at that and have them do it for me, right? But you've got to be on top of those people, because there's a lot of people in this space that say they know what they're doing or use old school tactics that are going to get you in trouble. Unless you're very careful, you can get in trouble as well.
It'd be really interesting to just instantly know just what kind of what the ratio was of people that knew what they were doing to the ones that didn't. You know, there's so many quote unquote SEOs that have jumped into the market these days, and some of them are design firms, and they can't keep up. They just can't.
So define know what they're doing and don't, because if you're an SEO and you focus in and all you do is link building. First of all, I'm not going to call you an SEO. I'm going to call you a link builder. But if that's what you do and you know it very, very well, you know, that's different than saying, you know, you do SEO and you're really good at the technical analysis of the site, but you've never built a link to save your life, right? So, I mean, there's people that know a lot and are good at pieces of SEO. I think it's much rarer to find people that, that can see the whole picture and are good at doing all the different pieces under SEO.
Yeah, it'd be good to know what ratios were for all of those. Anyway, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got some questions that are some really good ones, actually, from our Google Plus community. I shouldn't be surprised. They're always good. And we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Is buying something that is made in the USA important to you?
How do you know that it really is made in the USA?
Certified Inc. is the only supply chain audit company on the planet which qualifies country of origin labeling. If it's important to you as a consumer to know where the products you buy and use in your own home come from, then it's also important for your customers. Visit us at madeinusa.net and find out more. Go to madeinusa.net because it's that important.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services. PPCprofessionals.com.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com, that's S-P-Y-F-U.com, and start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at max speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, we're running a little short on time here, so we'll get to a couple of these questions, hopefully all of them, but let's start with the first one. Carl Bush says, I'm having trouble with my keywords. When I use Google tools and other sites, it shows keywords that I used for a blog. And this is where it kind of gets confusing. That I gather aren't relevant. He says, my site doesn't revolve around those keywords. In my opinion, my site is filled with my business keywords. So why is it picking up my ones that aren't relevant? Now, essentially what my answer is fairly simple. It's usually because you've got too many keywords that aren't relevant on your page, or it's just the overall theme of your site isn't clear. Between that and the type of perhaps links pointing to your site, are they relevant? Maybe you've used a poor link builder in the past. That sort of stuff, all this adds up to an overall theme that I think could have some impact on the data you're getting. I also wouldn't put a lot of stock in it. I mean, what are your thoughts, John?
Well, I went and looked at his site, and there's a couple of things that I noticed. One is that you know, you always want your most important content pages directly linked off your homepage, right? So if this guy, I believe he was doing video work, whether it was just weddings or all kinds, I wasn't sure. But if you say wedding videos is a really important keyword for you, you want to make sure you have a page all about wedding videos, and that is linked directly from your homepage. And in his particular case, I think his navigation off his homepage could have been much better targeted. And most of the content on his website was under his blog. He linked to his blog from the homepage, but all that content was under his blog. So he only had, if it was discounting the blog, the whole site maybe had 5 or 6 pages. So you're really only targeting 5 or 6 terms at the most, or topics at the most, really. I think looking at building out more of the page portion of your site versus just the blog could help you get some of those terms you're targeting, trying to target.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm trying to get through here myself, and I don't know, like you said, you weren't sure exactly what they do, and I get that too. I mean, what I'm gathering is they do anything around video, with imagination, creation, and realization. That's their big brand touch here. Mm-hmm. It feels like there wasn't a lot of planning put into the design.
And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I looked at a few pages, I don't think you had enough content on those pages either. You might have had a few hundred words, but the search metric study that came out earlier this year that looked at thousands and thousands of keyword combinations and the rankings for those and the pages that ranked for those keyword combinations, they did, part of that study said that on average, the first page of content for all these thousands of key phrases, there was between 800 and 1,000 words of content on each of those pages. So back to the days when we're saying, I used to say 300 to 500 words of content was enough. Not anymore. I'm like 800 words of content you need. So I think more and more, you probably need more content on those pages that are really focused and targeted on those terms you're looking for. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying put a bunch of terms in that content. I'm saying make that content around that topic, but put more of it on there, more content on there.
Yeah, and looking at well, we don't want to turn this into a website review. We're backlogged on those as it is probably. But in general, the overall topic needs to be clear. It's great that it's imagination, creation, realization, but I would sort of lead with what you do instead of just sort of – it's almost like an artsy title versus a really optimized title. That's how I look at it. But, you know, ask some questions and we'll see if we can answer them on the community, Google Plus community. I know Mark Taylor's great at answering them and a few of the other guys are on there. So I'm sure you'll learn a lot from everyone that will give you some feedback. But thanks for asking the question.
Absolutely.
Can we fit one more in here, John?
Yeah, let's do the one from Colin.
Okay. Why don't you take this one?
Right. Colin Berg wrote in and he had an interesting thought. He's like, LinkedIn long post versus post on a company blog. Does anybody see the benefit from using the LinkedIn's long post system? If you use it, do you post the same things or you just syndicate the content from your website? Great question. And personally, I've always been of the philosophy that your website is where you need to build your equity in search. And content is definitely part of that equity. If you're going to create content and syndicate it, that's okay. But make sure that your website is the base for that syndication, that you have rel equal canonical in places pointing back to your site. If you're going to also post on places like social media that have long form places like LinkedIn, Facebook, potentially even Twitter soon. They've been saying that they're maybe getting rid of the 140 character limit. Mm-hmm. I would not post the same content both places because the odds are that Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter are going to be a much higher authority based site than yours is, right? And I always feel that those are great places to seed your content. Put a post in there, say, you know, I wrote this great article about this, and this is why I think it's good, and write an introduction and something about it, and then link to the actual article on your site. To me, definitely, is a much better process to how to use social media than just republishing and syndicating the same content in multiple places.
Yeah, it's a lot more work, but if you've made the effort to create some excellent content, it's well worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just quickly fit this last one in here. I think
if you sure, know sure.
So, is there, and this is from a dentist, and we get the odd dentist because we're working with this other partner now, but is there any issue with people doing Google reviews while they're in our office? Someone, not informed, told me Google may remove the reviews if there are several from the same IP address. Lots of our patients do them while they're here in the office. You know what? I've seen that a lot, and I question it myself. I've seen a lot of dentists with a computer saying, were you happy with your service? Write a review. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but Google does. And it's annoying the hell out of me because I don't think there's absolutely anything wrong with that. They're not going to leave a review under gunpoint. I mean, it's not like they're going to say how they feel. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Google probably thinks when you're leaving the dentist, you're probably all still drugged up, and then it's an unfair review because you're on laughing gas. I'm not sure that I disagree with Google's stance, but I'm kind of on the fence on this one. I agree with you that, you know, if it's just there and, you know, it gives someone the easy opportunity to do that, I don't see why it would be a problem. But at the same time, I could see people abusing that pretty easily. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as part of your checkout process, when you leave the dentist, you have to fill out this form and part of it is a review. I could see somebody doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
But, and there's no way for Google to know whether they did or didn't force that person into walking through the process, right? Because it's a physical office. So if you got to think algorithmically, do you play it safe if you're Google, or you assume everybody's friendly knowing that they're not?
Yeah, like what I recommend doing. So first of all, to answer your question, I do believe that there's a problem doing that. I would recommend doing is, you know, giving them a card or something with an address. Just saying, you know, if you were happy with this, go home. Think about it. If you're happy with their service, please go here. It'd be mm-hmm. huge help. This is what allows us to keep our costs low, whatever you want to, you know, make a spin on it. But it's a good thing. I mean, it's the kind of thing that makes everyone happy. And it can be very simple. They just go to this short link. You can create a short URL on there, and they can go through the system when they get home.
I haven't tested, but my gut tells me an email to a person with a link to that is going to be much more effective than having them stop at a computer and fill things out on their way out the door, right?
Yeah. Sorry, of course. Yeah, and yeah. I would do both, honestly. I mean, why not? They go away with a card to your office. They also have it on the back of it. Would you like to leave a review? Here's the URL. And, you know, use a system like Get 5 Stars by Mike Blumenthal. It's a great system. Mm-hmm. Where they go through the process of leaving a testimonial. But, you know, if there's a problem with the testimonial, let's say they're unhappy with something, they don't go directly to Google. There's an option for that to get to the owner first so they can deal with it. Because otherwise you could have a reputation issue. It was just a misunderstanding, right? Why put yourself in that position? Mm-hmm. And it's a very simple and very, very straightforward solution to install on your website. I think it's great.
So do you think that at any time in the future, Google will say, we don't like that you're, you know, bypassing us before the review comes to us, right? You think they'll ever – my gut tells me it's someday they might go take those kind of positions, because then it's not honest reviews. Because if you don't ever get a bad review, you know –
Well, it doesn't look right, right?
Yeah, if any system – you know, if anybody who's using Get 5 Stars never, ever gets a bad review, then Google's going to look at Get 5 Stars and say this is a problem.
Yeah, it's a fair statement. I would love to hear what Mike thinks about that. I think really when it comes down to it, though, you're not controlling everyone. I mean, they can always go straight to Google.
Very true.
And you're going to get people to do that. I don't think it's a big deal. But the one thing that is definite, in my opinion anyway, is you don't want to have a huge like glut of reviews go to the website. Go to Google all of a sudden out of nowhere. I mean, too obvious. Especially consider the fact that you have to have some reviews in your history. At least this is the last time I looked, for any review to show up. So if you just leave one review, that's it. The chances are it won't appear unless you have another review out there somewhere else completely unrelated.
I heard a really good phrase that really resonated with me a week or two ago. It was from Jewel, the singer. She's from your neck of the woods, isn't she?
Not sure. I don't think so, though.
I think she is, actually. Okay. She said basically she was talking about her life and her processes, the way she got. And she lives by the philosophy that hardwood grows slowly. And softwood, you know, softwood grows quickly and it bends, it breaks, it's much easier. But you want a really solid, sturdy foundation, it takes time. Hardwood grows slowly, which I really like. And same thing with reviews, you're not going to get them all at once. Same thing with links, same thing with even with content, I'd say. You know, if you build gradually over time in the SEO space, no matter what tactic you're doing on, it's going to be a much better strategy than if you try to do it quickly and all at once.
Yeah. But I looked it up. Jewel is actually an American singer-songwriter.
Oh, that's right. She's from Alaska. That's right.
Yeah.
She's from Alaska. It was Pamela Anderson who's from your area.
Yes, she's from the island, actually, just an hour away.
Yeah, yeah. I get those two confused all the time. I don't know why.
Oh, the joy. Anyway, yes. So proud. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. And well, I guess that's it. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday on webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.